You know, Portland has a sister city. Actually, it's a sister ecclesia. And even though we're 180 miles apart, it's as if we're one. So it's a pleasure to have Brother David Bruce from Seattle lead us in this echo meeting.
Thank you, Brother Tim. And I know we of Seattle feel the same way about Portland. Instead of standing here and giving you a short talk, which generally lasts 10 or 15 or 20 minutes as to the purpose of this meeting and all the rest, I think you're all familiar with the meeting, but I'm going to let somebody else explain what this meeting is all about. And I'm going to ask Brother Tim Krupa and Don Krupa and Ginger Brand and Tim Thomason explain to you the purpose of this meeting. Please, Brother Tim and Don and Ginger.
Thank you.
You know, when the heart is full, it's hard to speak. And when I hear that song, precious memories, unseen treasures, how they help to lift my weary soul, I get very emotional. And it may be that you may feel the same way, that when the heart is full, it's hard to speak. And yet it's wrong not to speak. However, some people don't speak enough, and then some people, you know, go to the other extreme and speak too long. Now we have 80 minutes left to talk about our precious memories. Hopefully you will make them of this convention, but some of us may want to go back a little further and share a special blessing. But I would appreciate, and I know everybody else would appreciate, your thoughts and memories, but keep them within a reasonable time frame. We do have, traveling mics? Yes, we have two traveling mics, and Brother Bob Dupell has one, and who has the other one? Oh, Michael, Fran. And so the procedure will be, if you will let me know by, maybe go like this, and then I'll call on the hands as they go up, hopefully try to keep them in the proper order, okay? So who'll be first to give us a precious memory of this convention that has been good for them? All right, Brother Kevin Taylor. Now, don't forget, if you want to testify, put your hand up so I can see it, just like that, you know. All right, Kevin.
My name is Kevin Taylor from the San Gabriel Ecclesia, and I just wanted to thank the Heavenly Father for all the spiritual blessings I've received here. All the discourses and the studies were really great, and I just wanted to let everyone know that how much I appreciated that.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and the Lord bless you, and we're glad you're here. All right, Sister Lois?
Maybe this is the bittersweet hour. I mean, think of the place yesterday morning and everyone. The place is so crowded, and now some are leaving, but we look forward to seeing you again. What I want to say mainly is that this time last year was my first convention. And the Lord has blessed me so much in having me go to several of them, and this is now my sixth convention. But then I also feel like I've got a lot of making up to do because I started off late. I so definitely want to thank everyone for their wonderful hospitality, and thank everyone here. You're just such a wonderful group of people, and I appreciate the love. And I guess I forgot to say that I am Lois Reese from Seattle.
It's one of our very fine angels from Seattle. All right, Sister Betty, right here up front, Brother Bob Dupell in the front row.
I've enjoyed the convention so much here, and meeting new friends and getting better known to the ones I know all the time. And I've enjoyed all the talks and found things I need to practice from them. And I really have enjoyed the whole convention very much. Thanks, and I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty, and the Lord bless you too. And be with your brother Fred Hudnall over here, right on the next row and back of Sister Betty.
Fred Hudnall from San Luis Obispo. First, I want to bring you love on the San Luis Obispo Ecclesia. And then I want to announce that on October the 13th and 14th, we'll have a convention at San Luis Obispo, in which you all are invited. It's been a pleasure to be here at this convention. I've enjoyed it very much. I've enjoyed all the discourses, and I've enjoyed the meals. They've been very good. And so I want to thank all of you brethren to put on a convention like this. And I'm looking forward to it next year. I was here last year, and the Lord willing, I'll be here next year.
That's good. We have one visitor for next year already. Sister Agnes and Sister, way in the back row to the right. She's got her hand up. Put your hand up, Agnes. Okay.
I'm Sister Agnes Thompson Sprague from Paradise. I've been reveling in precious memories this last week. About last week Sunday, I stopped to visit Sister Lanawick, and she said, I have a lot of pictures I have no need of. I'd like to serial enjoy them. Well, immediately, when I went home, I sat down for over 2 hours with these pictures, and I thought, well, I'm just going to take them to the convention and give them to the friends that who are in the pictures and connected. And it brought back lots of memories when I think of the days with Brother Foss and Sister Holly and Brother Morehouse and Nodi and Violet, and left Chicago 47 years ago. And a lot of the friends are gone, but there are so many that are to this day faithful to the Lord and the truth. And I thank the Lord for the way He has led me through the years. And thank you very much for this convention, for all the work that you've put on to give it to us. And I ask an interest in your prayers.
Thank you very much. That's going back a long way to Brother Morehouse and the Fosters and so on, isn't it? Well, thank you very much for that memory. My Brother Paul Cooper.
Brother Dave and brethren, I'm Paul Cooper from Boise, Idaho. That is Idaho, not Iowa. I recall when we first invited Brother Roskowitz to our class at a convention, he thought we said Boise, Iowa, and he said, well, that isn't very far from where he lived. He found out it was a little further. But I'd like to bring the love of the Boise class. They voted unanimously to bring their love and prayers to the convention, and it has been a wonderful convention. Some of the talks have really hit home, and now we need to put them into practice. And Sister Vi and I have certainly enjoyed it being here, and we would like to thank the class here in Portland for putting on this wonderful labor of love, and we love you all, and may the Lord bless and keep you all.
Thank you very much for those greetings from Boise. My Sister Shirley Bruce up here in the second row, my helpmate without whom I could do nothing.
I'm flabbergasted.
That's enough now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was trying to be so serious. Well, I do bring special love from Sister Vivian Nalifka. We're going to see her in a couple of weeks. And she does ask for your prayers. She's quite isolated, as you all know, and we're looking forward to seeing her. And also, Sister Berna Bolton from the Vancouver area. We went to the hospital on Tuesday and saw her on the way to pick up Brother and Sister Sakovich. And we have enjoyed them and Brother Gruen in our home. I think it's marvelous. I can't understand the words they say. But the Lord can. And He understands we talk heart to heart. And I'm just overwhelmed sometimes as we travel around the world and we see our brethren and we hear from our dear brethren. This convention has been a great blessing to me. I've also tried to be a shoulder for some who have had some experiences. really the Lord's been very good to David and myself. And we are very blessed with our little class and our dear daughter and son in love. And we really appreciate that. And I had a funny experience on Friday. I took George and Florence Payback and Burton to Multnomah Falls, and I saw I was running out of gas. So I said, "You just stay here, I'll go and get some gas." I went, and I went, and I went, and it was going down, down, down. You know, I really prayed to the Lord that I wouldn't run out of gas. And I thought, what a stupid little thing to pray about, but it was really worrying me. And finally I got up as far as the fish hatchery, and they said, "No, you have to go back the other way." So I went back. I'd wasted all that gas going up there and back, and I picked the three of them up, and I was really worried about it. And I really thanked the Lord when I saw that sign that said gas. And you know, I think of our dear sister Goldie Wood. She used to say, "Now if I go to the store and there's a place for me to park, I know I could go there." And I thought at the time, you know, that's kind of, you know, to be praying about such a thing, but I really prayed for gas. And I was so thankful that I could ask the Heavenly Father to direct me. And it was just a little experience, but then when I came to the convention and I heard all the experiences that my brethren are having, I thought, oh, it wouldn't have hurt if I'd run out of gas on the freeway, I guess. But I was thankful I didn't. But I do thank the Lord for being with all of you, and Portland is a special place for us. And as my children stood up there and sang precious memories, because three of them are our kids too. Tim, we haven't known quite as long, but
you mean Tim Thomason.
Tim Thomason. Tim and Dawn and Ginger are like brother and sisters, and they're like our kids. And that I was really blessed by that, and also the music last night and the pictures last night. I'm so thankful for so many things that the Lord has given me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Charlene. The Lord bless you. Paul Malley over here on the right, and then do we have somebody over here? Oh, hi.
I wanted to express my appreciation for what has happened this weekend. And I will do that, but first I wanted, everybody's talking about their convention, Seattle and Los Angeles and so forth. But don't forget, we have New England, we have some conventions. And when I say our level of inspiration at New England is like Portland, you will understand that. Except we have one edge up on them. We have the beautiful leaves out there. So come and visit us. Now we've got plenty of programs upstairs, and if there isn't any up there, we'll get them to you. But we have a nice two and a half day convention in New England, Chicopee, Massachusetts, and first weekend in October. I also want to express my appreciation to the Lord for the privileges we have, the discourses we heard here, the mini talks. They're always interesting. I have a problem of coming out of the role because I'm still Job. I've been Job for the past 2 hours. And I keep reminding Mary that I need comfort. And then the music is inspirational. Last night when I heard that choir, I wanted to give them a standing ovation. And Mary did everything to hold me back. I think everybody felt that way. But if I had to identify a highlight that happened to me this weekend, it was with the residents. Now, all of you know I'm on the board, and you know that when we come in from our various places, it's a very short period of time. And I have to admit, I've been neglectful. You come in, you fly in, and literally the board meeting starts the moment I land in Gresham. And it's a marathon, almost around the clock. And then we fly right out. And I've been neglectful to the residents. I apologize to them. But I've had an eye-opener this weekend. I talked to every resident that I had a chance. I think there were just two residents I didn't catch because of appointments that we couldn't make. But it was a great privilege for me to talk to each of the residents. And I want to quote two of them that impressed me, that made me feel good. It made me feel that the effort and the time we put in to come here was well worth it. And I'm going to try to quote exactly what one resident, what both of them said. The first one said, "I would crawl under a rock and eat worms for the privilege of living here at the retirement center." I'll never forget that. And then the other resident said to me, they said many things, but these are the things I remember. And the other one says, "If I should die living in the retirement center, it is the best way to go." So it was just a great experience, and I'm going to try next time to come up a couple of days earlier and see if we can fellowship a little more. But I apologize if I can't, because I'm not retired yet. But one day I will be retired and we'll spend more time. God bless every one of you.
Thank you, Brother Paul, for that insight into the feelings of the residents at the retirement center. And the Lord bless you, and the colors are fantastic in October in New England. All right, Sister Dean.
Brother David. And dear brethren, I'm from the Portland class, and I live at that retirement center that they were talking about. And I guess earlier in the day it was referred to as a recreation center. I'll go along with both of them. I want to take this opportunity to thank my Heavenly Father for all his blessings toward me. I agree with all of the testimony so far about the talk, and I can't enumerate and name each one because I'm going to leave out someone, so don't feel a if I say something about someone, it isn't meant to, that you are overlooked. But we have received so much spiritual food, things that we can put into our lives, into action. And one of the highlights for me was the talk about pride. I know that I'll never fully reach that point, but I can keep striving to do what the speaker said and what Proverbs says. Humble yourselves under. Now, this isn't in Proverbs, probably, but anyway, I'm going to quote it. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God so that he may exalt you. And I know that all of us are trying to attain to this. I agree what has been said about the residence and living there. And I have had the privilege of watching everyone go down physically since I've lived here, April 1985. However, they have all been going up spiritually. I can attest to this. We have reached the point where we work together, we enjoy each other, we can't do enough for one another. And I wouldn't be able to say this honestly when we all moved in at first. However, we're still in the human form, the leafy vessel. I thank my Heavenly Father for the privilege of being able to live with a group of our spiritual family. And this, I know, is helping me to make my calling and election sure, which I'm striving for. Also, helping my brethren to do the same. I want to ask an interceding prayer that I may be faithful to the end. As I pray, that each and every one of you may be faithful also. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much, Adin. Lord bless you and be with you and all the brethren at the retirement center and all the brethren everywhere. All right, who'll be next? All right, Sister Shirley over here. Bob, do her on the right, yeah.
Really, Evans from Fresno. Usually, my heart is so full that I'm the first one to get up at an ECHO meeting here in Portland. But this year, my heart was so full, I couldn't get up.
I know the feeling.
I've already given the love from the Fresno class, and I've already told a lot of the brethren why the church isn't here. But he's asked his love to be sung so many times to me, and every time we've talked, and several times during our conversations, that I should mention, at the International Convention this August in West Germany, Brother Michael Nakora asked if we would redo one of our vespers on the Lord's Prayer for that convention. And ours, of course, is in English, and it's two projector. And it had to be changed to three projector because that's their equipment in Europe. And it needed the supers of four languages, English, German, Polish, French. Michael Nakora handled all the translation work and all the supers, but we did the rest. And my job is a slide, and then Richard takes over. I got done, and I'm here. Richard is home and working very hard. He misses you very much. And then Brother Komi Ajayi, the brother we brought over from Nigeria, who's been in Portland several times, asked that his love, his wife Angela, and their son, who will be a year old next July, who is my grandson, send their special, special love also. The first morning I sat was this morning near the window, and as I sat down for the first discourse, a robin flew and started eating. And he hopped around and ate and hopped around and ate and hopped around, and I thought, oh my goodness, that bird is eating so much. And I know birds eat a lot for their weight, and he just kept eating and eating and eating. And I thought, well, no bird's ever been accused of being fat, but he was eating a lot. And I thought of us. You know, when we tell our friends in the world that we're going to a Bible convention for several days, they say, isn't an hour on Sunday enough? But there's one kind of food we can't get enough of, and we don't get fat on. Nobody can accuse us of having too much of the Lord's Spirit, too much wisdom, too much understanding, learning too much about Him, and helping each other in a narrow way. And I want to thank the Portland class, even though this time I'm not going to comment individually on the talk. I just want to thank the brethren for the atmosphere. The talks have given an atmosphere of spirituality very conducive to wonderful fellowship, and I certainly have enjoyed it very much. There also was a comment, and I forget who, we can't give enough love. I think I've mentioned, he said the love from so-and-so, but I'll mention it again. But you know, we also can't receive enough. It's wonderful to give, but we all need to receive it too, and it's so appreciated. And then I thought to myself, my goodness, I prayed to my Heavenly Father, Lord, help me in this, and Lord, I need you to do this, and Lord, you know, this is coming up, give me wisdom, and do this, do this, do this, Lord, I need your help, I need, you know. But have I ever stopped to say, Lord, I love you, or Lord, I want to give you a hug, or thank you so much for answering prayer, or thank you for listening to me, I know you always hear me. Or so many times when he answers my prayer before I even finish talking, thank you, Lord. He owns all the cattle on a thousand hill, all the money, but he needs our lips to praise him. That we can give him and to show him our love. And I want to do a little more of that. I think I would be remiss not to mention that I had a very, very special blessing, and the Lord's just very, very wonderful, and he's a wonderful person to have as a friend.
Thank you very much, Sister Charlene. Thank you for the greetings from Richard, and Lord bless you. While we're waiting for the next hand to go up, I bring special love, too, from those of the Seattle class who could not be here, and also Frank Rushton. I had a phone call from him indicating that he had planned to be here but could not because he has a very severe case of bronchitis. He will be going to a specialist this Wednesday to see whether they can do something for him. But he sounded very bad on the phone, as you know, with his bronchitis. The bronchial tubes are filled, and his voice was very hoarse. But he asked an interest in our prayers, and we'd like to remember him. All right, Sister Florence.
Chicago, and for those who don't know, I'm David's sister also, and the Lord as well as otherwise.
My younger sister.
Thank you. I wanted to testify because I'm always overwhelmed when I come to Portland as to the love, the hospitality that the brethren here in Portland offer us when we come to the convention, and how beautifully they take care of us. And I know that there aren't too many to do the work, but it's especially the love that I really appreciate, and it's shown in all the faces of the local class as well as those who attend. And as an example of the concern and love, the first meal we had here at the convention, Sister Mary Litwin was our table hostess, and she was just so concerned that she'd take good care of us, and she just was trying to feed us and make sure we had milk or water or whatever we need. And that was only just one small example. She wanted to do the best that she could, and she did. And some of the precious memories that I will go home with are maybe not real large events or things, but in addition to appreciating the talks and of the brethren and the fellowship, specifically some gem thoughts that I will remember as I talk to others of brethren or witness was, these are the two that were prominent in my mind right now, our brother Nicora's suggestion in dealing with John 1:1, and the talk that Brother Burton gave on Lo, I'm with you to the end of the age, the explanation of with, I thought was very good. and it means overshadowed, and it was such a nice explanation, and I want to remember that. And I appreciated the efforts of the brethren with the mini talks, I guess more so because as I thought George putting his talk together on Jude, to try to put yourself into the hands of a character, very difficult. I could see how it was for him. And I thought the brethren did a really blessed task with that in putting themselves into the character and portraying the character to us so that we can appreciate that particular message or effort that the character was trying to portray. And another highlight or precious memory for me also will be I talked with Sister Carmela Luke, and we related because we were going through similar experience as far as a husband being retired, and we are no, wait a minute and how we are retired, Carmela, not quite, but suggestions that she gave me as we compared our notes I think were very helpful, and I appreciated it as our husbands are trying to serve the Lord and we try to serve with them. And it is a wonderful privilege to be retired, and it's just sometimes we need to share our experiences with others. And another precious memory is to be here with David and Shirley and Ginger and Michael, and that has been a blessing. So I go home very full also.
Well, thank you very much, baby sister, for it's been a blessing for us to have both of you here. We look forward to seeing you in Seattle on Labor Day. Okay. Judy Black, right here in the middle.
I'm Judy Black of the Portland class. And I had a special note sent to me by Brother Irwin Correll, and he sent just a very sweet note in conveying his love and the fact that he was going to miss everyone at this convention. So I said, please, please give his love. Also, the Allers of Boise, Idaho. I've talked to Donna a couple of times this past week, and she wanted her special love. I know that Boise's out there, and she wanted special love. And I do have enjoyed thoroughly each and every one of you that I've had the privilege to visit with. I thank you so much for being here, because it wouldn't be very much of a convention if you didn't all show up. And we're very, very thankful you're all here. I am thankful, too, that my family was able to be here. And I'm very thankful for the special extension of love shown our youngest son on the East Coast. So not only do you have pretty leaves back there, you have a lot of special people, and I really do appreciate it, and I thank you. I ask an interest in your prayers. I pray for each and every one of you, and I thank you.
Thank you very much, Sister Judy, and the Lord be with you and bless you. We want somebody from up in this area here. We're not getting too much response from brethren up in this. Do we have any idea of how many brethren were here, Tim? Total?
Our largest meal was around 185, and surprisingly enough, our dinner tonight was 175. So that's quite a meal we had there tonight. It's hard to forget. I can still taste it, as a matter of fact.
Tell me about it. Okay, about 200 total different people, but about 185 top attendants. All right, Lorraine?
I thought I'd give Michael a job over here. The talks have all been really good, and I'm really excited to go home and study everything. Probably the thing that stands out in my mind the most is stressing our fellowship and how we need to cultivate love and not tear each other down, because this is all we have. You know, if we don't have the Lord and the brethren, there's nothing out there. And I really appreciated Sister Joy Thompson. She said that you know, knowing that there are brethren that think about you or call or write, there's always those connections, and even if brethren don't write or call, they're always praying for you, and I really appreciate that thought, and I'll remember that in times of loneliness. And it's just a special blessing to be here, and it's wonderful to have my mom and dad here and all the brethren that I just love so much, and I feel like they're my family too, and it's just a real blessing to be here, and I love all of you very much.
Thank you very much, Sister Lorraine. I told Lorraine when I saw her, I said, Lorraine, I still remember, every time I pass a dump, I think about you. I'll have to explain that to you. When we were clearing this area at the retirement center, Lorraine and I had the occasion once to go to a dump with a truck full of debris and get rid of it at the dump. And I explained to her how it's all done, you know, and she thought that was quite marvelous, that they use the dump and then they cover it over and then they use it for a golf course, you see. And so we just have that little thing going there about every time I see a dump, I think of Lorraine. But it's in a nice, very nice, special way. She was a big help. Brother Bus up here, Brother Bob, did I mention anything about the Seattle Convention that we have around Labor Day? I didn't mention it? Well, I'll try to do that next time there's a lull in the conversation. All right.
You know, I hate people who top people. But I'm going to have to top Brother Mallard. He tells us about his convention and the leaves. Well, I'm going to top him by 5,000 feet. Come up to Albuquerque March 15th, 16th, and 17th in the beautiful Sandia Mountains of New Mexico. We'll be looking for you. Spend St. Patrick's Day there. All seriousness, I'm from back east, and when someone said Portland, of course. But then someone said Portland, Oregon? Well, in the last few years, since the retirement center has been in existence, Roberta and I and myself on some occasions alone, have come to know Portland, Oregon. And we just love it. And hopefully we'll be here for a few more years. But in all seriousness, it's been a wonderful experience to see the debris that went to the dump turn into a beautiful place and greens that would be, for you golfers, acceptable as putting greens. Come see it. We've had a wonderful time here this weekend and have met some old friends we haven't seen in many years, reacquaintances, and we go home with those memories. And you all have memories. Bring them with you next March. Thank you.
All right, March 14, 15, and 16. Oh, pardon me, one number off. 15, 16, and 17. In Albuquerque, you have an invitation, all right? Sister Roberta, right here.
I'm just his wife. You know, Mark Parkinson said, quoted, God gives us memories that we can have roses. Okay. That we can have roses in December. But I'm kind of thankful that now he's given us tape, because then I don't have to do my own memorizing. But one memory that I thought of when Brother Post was talking, and I was interested to find out what the besetting sin is, because I had always wondered, and I think maybe he's quite right. We all have to fight it. It's quite universal. And even when we think we're not proud, maybe we have a hidden sin that God needs to reveal. But I do find that if we don't do a good job of humbling ourselves, then God really is interested. He can do a wonderful job of humbling us. He himself, and when he humbles, we are humbled. He does it. I was thinking of a relative I had, talk about memory, and she often said how humble she was, and how she was so humble. And the family kind of laughed and thought, Auntie was kind of proud of being humble. But I hope that we can come back to this wonderful place and this wonderful group of brethren. And I thank you all for being my brothers and sisters. I don't have any others.
Okay, Lord bless you and thank you. And you're invited back for next year, right, Brother Ray Krupa?
Brother David and my dear brethren, the highlight of the convention to me has been you. I have looked forward, of course, with great anticipation to the lessons that the Lord would provide for us. I'm a firm believer that when a program is made up and then when the brethren pray for the convention and pray for the speakers, that God has his hand in that business. And really, it was proven when we started on Friday evening. I've been overwhelmed with the quality of the lessons that have been given to us. And I feel greatly not only blessed, but almost frightened at how much work I have to do in connection with so much that was presented to us and we had the privilege of recalling. So I want to thank you, dear brethren, also, who were not on the platform at all, but who were here to make our convention an absolute best convention ever experienced. One of the things that keeps ringing in my mind was one of the brothers said that he wasn't born in the truth, and that perked up my ears because I was, I think you could consider, born in the truth. I think I was 2 years old when my mother and dad came into the truth. But for all practical purposes, that was all that we ever knew in our family. And I remember when, just being a little boy, that I remember how they used to talk about the kingdom coming and how the old order is being destroyed and how soon they would be taken away. And so I would worry about the fact that Cynthia and I would be left alone. And they would try to assure us that, well, God will take care of that. Don't worry about that. But one of the brothers said that some of us that have been born in the truth and who just took a lot of those things for granted and knew about so many things in connection with the truth even at a young age, that we don't get that big impact like, for instance, he did when he came into the truth and he saw this revelation of truth and how the types and the shadows were just fantastic. I took them for granted. They were all there all my life. And so, to me, this was a special blessing. And it made me realize that I have to appreciate the truth a lot more. And then I think a sister in the testimony said, are we ready for the destruction of the old order? And that reminded me of a talk that I made up, I don't know, 100 years ago, seems like. And the title was, Thy Kingdom Come, But Not Now. And so this sister's testimony reminded me that really, are we keeping our focus on the right things? This is what that did for me. And then about pride and humility. And I tell you, when I see the word murder from now on, I'm going to have chills go down my back. Because there is a murder that could take place in my life that I really don't want to happen. So I thank the brethren for that marvelous feast that they prepared for us. And I don't think any of us know how many hours they spent in order to speak to us, but how God has blessed us. We're very thankful that we've had the privilege of having Brother Grun with us for a while, and Brother and Sister Sarkovich. It's been just a delight. We've had the privilege of being in their home, and now we've had them in our home, and we're so happy. Vernie and I are also part of that wonderful family at the retirement center. We had hoped to be there a long time ago, but the Lord never made it possible until this past year. So we thank the Lord for that. And it was kind of nice because there were delays after delays after delays, as Brother David knows. And so the inspector was there on the day, and he found some little picayune things that had to be repaired. And so and I wanted so badly to be able to go there. We'd been sleeping at Henrietta's for about 10 days, waiting for the final inspection to become a reality and be approved. And so this man came, and I said to him, first of all, I said, whatever his name was, I said, you know, today is my 51st wedding anniversary, and I'd sure like to take my bride into that house today. And so he said, okay. He said, you got it.
Oh, that's
he said,
wonderful.
Carry your bride in.
Did you carry her in?
Three guesses. So
okay.
It's been a great, great year for us. We thank God. But most of all, we thank Him for you. You have made this convention just perfect, and we thank you for it. God bless you and keep you.
So God bless and keep you and Bernie and your new home, and may it be the last move you ask to me, except the one into the heavenly. Yeah. We had Henrietta here, and then Joy, and then Brother Sarkovich.
David and brethren, who am I?
Henrietta.
What am I doing here? And where am I going? The convention has sobered me up to a deeper question, who I am. What am I doing here, and what's this all about? So I want to publicly acknowledge the Lord's providence and blessings. I too live at the miracle of Gresham. I never dreamed I would end up living in an environment or such a situation. But I want to remind you, brethren, that when this dream started,